2% for the 2 years set aside. In papers before the court, Eskom held that without these tariff increases, it could default on payments to lenders. But Judge Jody Colopin was not convinced that the matter is urgent. Energy expert Chris Yellen says this is not the end of the case.
Yeah, this is certainly not the end of it. This was just a ruling on Eskom's application for urgent interim relief. The actual review of the NERSA decision is still going to take place following the normal court process. That could take many months, but in the meantime, the judge has not given Eskom the urgent interim relief that Eskom wanted.
Another mortar bomb has been discovered in the Strelitzia Dam in Uitenhaag in the Eastern Cape. 19 live mortar bombs were discovered in the water in October last year, and the dam was closed to the public. It was reopened in December. Police have removed three objects that were found by children who were fishing in the dam. One of the objects has been identified as a live mortar bomb, while experts are still examining the other two. Former detainee at the then John Forster Square police station in Johannesburg, Keith Coleman, has told the court how fellow anti-apartheid activist Neil Agate personally informed him about being assaulted during interrogation at the station. Coleman has been testifying at the inquest into Agate's death in the High Court in Johannesburg. Agate was found hanging inside his cell on the 5th of February 1982. Coleman says he made a quick dash to Agate's cell during an exercise session in the corridor at the station about a week before Agate died. He says it was a brief conversation as they were not allowed to talk to each other.
When I pushed open the wooden door, Neil came and held the bars. We were standing very close. And I said to Neil, "How are you doing? How are you holding up?" And he said, "It's hard." He was being assaulted. They'd torn his shirt during the assault. He was keeping the shirt as evidence of the assault, by which I felt that he was still resisting. He was still strong, dealing with what happened to him.
And Chinese policymakers have implemented measures to support an economy affected by the coronavirus outbreak that is expected to have a devastating impact on first quarter growth. The People's Bank of China is attempting to restore investor confidence as global markets shudder at the potentially damaging impact of the virus on world growth. The BBC's Andrew Walker reports.
Consumer price inflation rose markedly last month, mainly due to food price rises. Although the cost of food is usually more volatile around the Chinese New Year, it does appear to have been boosted by disruption to supplies and hoarding by consumers. Economists expect the virus and efforts to contain its spread will have an impact on growth in the first quarter of the year.
Top story at 4 o'clock, the High Court in Pretoria has dismissed Eskom's urgent court bid to increase electricity tariffs by 16% over the next 2 years.
Let's take a look at your sport for you. Boucher believes that the ODI team is heading in the right direction and Mane returns to training for Liverpool. Details more 4:30.
In Joburg on the